Thoughts on Amos. Amos chapter 9, verses 7 and the start of verse 8, and then verse 10. Vain confidence. Vain confidence. But let me say straight away, that's how I interpret the words in these verses, Amos 9, 7 to 8, and then 10. That's how I understand the words. Vain confidence. But you must decide. I leave it to you. We each have to make our view, or come to our own view, or our own understanding. Let me read the verses. Are not you Israelites the same to me as the Cushites, declares the Lord? Did I not bring Israel up from Egypt, the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Arameans from Kir? Surely the eyes of the sovereign Lord are on the sinful kingdom, and so on. And then you get in verse 10, all the sinners among my people will die by the sword. All those who say, and here's the key, disaster will not overtake or meet us. That's why I say vain confidence. I can hear the Israelites responding to Amos. Amos is preaching, warning, these dire warnings. The fact that they cannot escape. Judgment is coming. He's been calling them to repent and return. And you can hear the false teachers, the smooth prophets, the sugary preachers saying, disaster will not overtake us. It won't meet us. We won't have disaster. And you can hear them responding, Israel responding to this. And this is the chanting chorus that comes back to Amos. Oh, you can go on with all your confrontation and all your dire troubles and all your blackness. No, no, no. But God is smiling upon us. You see, we are the Israelites. We are being dealt with. You see, God has had mercy upon us. Look, Abraham is our father. They boasted of that elsewhere. We have it in the scripture. Abraham is our father. Oh, yeah. We come out of Egypt. You know, the Lord delivered us from the Egyptians. Abraham, Exodus, the prophets, the covenant. Look at all the... God has been so merciful to us. Go away, Amos. Go away. We are the people of God. But God says through Amos, are not you Israelites the same to me as the Cushites? I've dealt with the Cushites, not in mercy like I have dealt with you. Yes, that's true, of course. I brought Israel up out of Egypt. That is very true. But I brought the Philistines from Kaphtor and the Arameans from Kir. God has dealt with the nations. He is sovereign. But he has shown mercy. He has shown mercy, this sovereign Lord, upon Israel. But, and this is what God says to them. You are a sinful kingdom. You are a sinful kingdom. And this vain confidence, all will be well, because the preachers are telling them, and they believe it. And they rather believe the smooth preacher, what their itching ears want to hear. That's what we find in Timothy. And these prophets were giving the people just what they wanted, and they were boasting, and all was well. Amos was alone, or certainly a lonely voice. But God's verdict is the verdict. As he says in verse 8, you are the sinful kingdom. Yes, there's plenty of sinful people about in the world, says God. But you are my special people, and therefore you are specially sinful. And this is there's no escapism. Yeah, there's plenty of escapism in the pulpit here, but there's no escapism. There's no escape, should I say, rather, from God's judgment. My friend, today, I wonder, is the evangelical world in a boasting frame? Boasting about what? Attendances? Our tradition? The names? Look at the great names we have preaching here. Look at our history. Dwelling in the past. How many believers dwell in the past? Some dwell back in the 1650s. They lived their days in the Puritan world. Some lived with George Whitefield in the 1740s and 50s, yes. I wonder how many are living with Mr. Spurgeon and in the 1940s and 50s with Martin Lloyd-Jones. My friend, but we live in 2022. Let's face the stern reality and the stark reality and the stark coldness of the day. Vain confidence in Israel was no blessing. It was a curse. God deliver us from vain confidence. Now, that's my take on this passage. That may not be yours, but it is mine. God deliver us from vain confidence. Unbeliever, you may be sure all is well. You may be sure there is no God. You may be sure of this, but I tell you, God's verdict is the one that counts.